Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello!
Hi!
Hi.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello,
it's us, even.
It's me, Cecilia.
And it's me, Carly.
And it's us, the Ghost Gals.
That's us! You love it, you know it, you're here. Welcome!
Maybe you don't know it.
Maybe you don't know it, and if you don't know it, welcome.
If you don't know it, now you know it.
And now you know it, and now we all know it.
Mm-hmm.
That this is definitely Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Ghosts are certainly everywhere, and that's mm-hmm. the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here. We're in my office.
That's right.
I have an office.
Because you're fancy.
What?
She's fancy.
What? I have a 2-bedroom basement apartment.
That's right.
And one of the bedrooms is an office.
And there's 2 desks in here.
Wow, there are 2 desks.
2 desks.
Wow, that's like even better than some offices only have 1 desk.
Some offices don't even have a desk. Some offices aren't even offices.
This office has a big desk and a little desk.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
2 desks.
And guess which one's mine?
You could take a guess, and you would probably be right if you can guess.
It's the little desk.
Oh, so they gave it away.
I'm the little one.
Because you're the littlest.
I'm the littlest. Oh, no, I'm not the littlest.
Who live here? Oh, you're the second littlest.
I'm the second littlest. There's a very little
guy. Yeah, but the littlest one doesn't need a desk.
He should have a desk.
What kind of business is Andy the cat getting up to, do you think, that he needs a desk for?
Screaming at raccoons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of paperwork that goes into that.
Yeah.
That's true.
He has to, like, write down his schedule for the day. He's like, okay, I gotta go into the, like, office window and scream. I have to go in the bedroom window and scream. I have to go to the kitchen window and, like, stand on my hind legs and see if the other cat's out there.
Yeah.
I gotta go to the kitchen window and scream.
I mean, there's a lot on the list.
Yeah, there's several windows that he could go to.
There's a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah.
And he does it all.
I gotta run around in a circle. I've got to
plop on the floor.
The humans while they walk by.
Yeah, I gotta plop on the floor. Remind them who is the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is a boss.
He's
like,
the boss.
There's a different version of the movie Boss Baby where it's him.
Uh-huh.
Unreleased.
Because mm-hmm. he is the boss baby.
Because he's the boss's baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. We're here this week together, and it's really going
to
be fun.
We are. I was late to the recording because I had to make a big arrangement. I had to put some flowers in a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I waited for you in your backyard,
mm-hmm.
and it was cute out.
Yeah.
Better than it's been for a while, that's for sure.
It doesn't seem, I can, like, it smells like air instead mm-hmm. of, like, smoke, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's an upgrade.
Like, you can open your windows at your house and it doesn't smell like a campfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the window in here, wait a second, that little mess with the sound, it was already, we've mm-hmm. got some beeping outside and some cars honking at each other.
That's how you know that this is the real deal.
That nature is healing,
and, yeah,
or
of course.
That this is the real deal where in person.
That's right. Both, really.
Mm-hmm.
And you love it and you like it even.
You do like it.
Yeah.
Even. Yeah.
And we like it
mm-hmm.
too. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we've been some busy girlies, that's
mm-hmm.
for sure. That's for ding dang sure.
Yep. I would tell you guys mm-hmm. to go see Carly's show, but you can't.
You can't, it's sold out.
You can't and
oops.
I can't.
That's true. That's true. You can, and also neither can Cecilia.
just like yeah. many of you, I did not buy a ticket, and now they're sold out, so good for them.
Yeah, it's, I would say it's like, melancholy, but it's not. We're sold out, so
yeah,
that's
sold
great.
Out. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's melancholic for you, maybe.
Yeah.
You're just gonna miss out, but
well, it's like, I'm gonna miss Carly's show, but also I can just stay home and, like, maybe have a nap.
Naps are good.
Yeah.
I wish I could stay home and have a nap
yeah.
as well. But I also love my job. I did cry
yes.
about it a little on the way here.
Yeah.
For thinking about how much I love my job. So.
Wow.
And I love this job. We love this
yeah,
job very
this
much.
This job
much.
That.
Yeah.
We don't get paid.
Don't tell them. We will be getting paid for it very shortly.
For it.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
Anyways, we love it. And we've been saying this for a while, but we're getting very close to announcing something very cool.
Yeah, we're getting
yeah.
some details rolling on in, so we'll
yeah.
have an announcement, I don't know when. I feel like we've been hinting at it forever, because we've
it's
known
been
about
in the works
it for a while,
forever.
But,
yeah, but it's like, it's actually real now, and it's happening probably next month.
The announcement?
Well, the event. Oh, I don't know.
When does the announcement happen? Because it's soon.
Very soon.
It's soon. Know, when do they announce?
Less than a month away.
Jeez.
They haven't announced it yet. I double checked. But they're going to.
Meow! Meow. There he is. You can let him in.
Okay, come in, little boy. I know you have business to attend to. Entree.
Come do your
entree. Good boy.
Come do your stuff.
Good boy. All right, well, now that the boss has arrived, mm-hmm. I think we can get down to some brass tacks.
Yeah, we better just, like, get down to business, because Carly's got to go do her singing.
That's true. I have a show.
Acting? Do you do much acting, or just mostly sing acting?
It's all of it, really. Mm-hmm. We do have scenes. Wow. And honestly, I have more scenes than songs.
Whoa.
Because my part is interesting.
Whoa.
Whoa. Actually, I probably have about equal. Mm-hmm. But most people have way more songs than scenes, and mine are... Wow. The same, so
they were like, Carly doesn't get this many songs, she has to talk instead. I thought he was gonna take a big
chomp
bite
out of that
wire.
I know,
it's like that's not what you do, that's what my old roommate did.
That's right,
that's what our old bad roommate did.
I was like, that's not your gig, sir.
You're not a chomper,
you chomp
on
screamer.
Plants sometimes, but not wires.
I mean, plants are food, so
according to him,
yum yum. Well, we have a nice treat in store for our listeners today. We have a theme. Getting back to our roots. A classic. Classic theme that we're both telling stories from. And I don't know what Cecilia's telling, and she doesn't know what I'm telling, but we just know that it's about ghosts, probably.
Mm-hmm. And about
churches. Yeah, we decided to... in this Pride Month, jump into.
We really were thinking about God.
Theme of churches.
In this, the month of the gays.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
I just saw that as it came out of my mouth and I went, well.
Oh. Happy Pride Month. We're going to tell you about churches.
But like haunted churches. You like it.
Yeah, there's ghosts.
You like it.
Maybe the ghosts are gay. We don't know.
We don't know. They probably are.
The Mine definitely could
be. The church is so gay.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be controversial, but.
It's just a fucking, like a theater, but
it's a show.
It's
Why
a
do
show.
You think growing up my favorite mass every year was Good Friday Mass? It's the longest, and that's what's annoying. But what's fun about it is they do a play.
Why do you think Carly wanted to be a nun? Because she was like,
literally.
They perform. You seen Sister Act? They sing.
Literally, grade 5 me being like, I think I'm a nun. I should be a nun. They sing. I've seen Sister Act. And they frolic in the mountains. I've seen Sound of Music.
So they also heard priests talking about, like, a calling, and you're like, mm-hmm. Well, if they have a calling, I think I
think
should also.
I have a calling.
I think I also have a calling.
Well, when you listen every Sunday to the priests praying for those who have the calling mm-hmm. to follow, you know, to follow a religious life,
yeah.
You go... Oh, they sound pretty special.
Yeah, you're like, wow.
I think I'm pretty special.
I'm special, I
so,
think.
So, is that me?
Well, we were talking about this a while ago. Of like, it was like when we were kids, we thought mm-hmm. we were going to like get our letter from Hogwarts. And we thought we were going to get our calling from God.
Yeah.
And those are two
one
things
the same.
That were probably going to happen because that's what... People are telling us.
And they have the same amount of likelihood.
Exactly.
According, and also that we'd fall in a lot of quicksand.
Mm, yeah.
To beware also that the Halifax explosion could happen anywhere
well,
at
yeah,
any time.
I was pretty sure that was going to happen.
You were pretty convinced.
That was my like number one fear was that the Halifax explosion was going to happen in the Hamilton Harbor.
Yeah.
Something was going to explode and I was going to be at school. Oh my God.
You're going to have to hide under your desk.
And bring some flashbacks.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up your childhood trauma.
Scary.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure I've talked about this on the podcast.
You for
before.
Sure have. The
yeah.
scariest part of the ghost yeah. story was when we talked about your childhood trauma.
My childhood trauma.
Halifax explosion.
I watched a documentary about it when I had lice and my mom was picking lice out of my hair.
That's doubly
and
traumatic.
I was traumatized because I had lice, and then I was traumatized because I was watching this documentary about the Halifax explosion, and I was like, that's gonna happen to me.
You said. I get it.
Because they were talking about, like, these children in the school, and they were, like, hiding under the desk or something.
And you're like, I go to school.
I go to school.
I have a desk.
I'm a child. I have a desk.
I have a desk at school, even.
I gotta hide under my desk if a ship explodes in the harbor.
At least you were prepared.
I was prepared. I knew I had to hide under the desk.
That's good.
Yeah.
See, I would have been really out of luck. I was not prepared.
I knew.
I was prepared in case my, like, ship went down in the early aughts in the cold, like, frozen Arctic Ocean, Atlantic Ocean.
You get a boy to sacrifice himself for you and you right. go on a...
And I lie on a board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, yeah, grade five me, when I thought it was going to be a nun, back Christmas asked for books on the Titanic. And only that...
You were going to be, like, a Titanic expert nun.
I was ready.
Yeah, you were so ready for your future. And you know what? It has... It's helped us.
We honestly, it tracks for this. Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Talking about this. Good for us.
Mm-hmm. Carly!
Yes, Cecilia?
Am I going first or are you
going first?
You're
going first, my guy!
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're talking about churches.
Okay.
So I did the classes thing of Googling... haunted churches.
I mean, it's classic. What else are you going to do? Once we pick a theme and you don't have one on the roster, you got to find one.
All right, let's find a church. Let's find a church that's haunted. And so many, like, haunted church websites were like, this church is in an abandoned village. And I was like, okay, where's the ghost at, though? And they were not telling me. But this one has, like, this one has a ghost.
Whoa!
And this one is in your favorite spot. It's in New York City.
New York!
We're out of New York.
That is my favorite.
So I don't know if you've been to this church, but I haven't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's St. Paul's Chapel.
How did I know? Mm-hmm. I had a hunch.
Mm-hmm. So it's a chapel because it's, like, an offshoot of Trinity Church.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a full-ass church. Yeah. It's a big church.
It's a big church. When you stand next to it, you go, that's a church.
You're like, well, that's a church. But it's a chapel, technically, for reasons.
Right.
So Trinity is an episcopal?
Yeah.
Episcopal church in New York City. And it's, like, the chapel building, which is, like, sort of close to Trinity, but built... Like, because apparently, like, back in the day, it was built because people didn't want to, like, walk to Trinity Church. It was, like, too hard to get to.
Oh,
because
really?
It was, like, you know, fucking...
That's funny.
It was when, like, New York was, like, new.
Yeah.
Like, it was built in... New York was new. It was built in 1766, so this was, like, way back in the day where it was, like, still kind of on the outskirts of town and, like...
Yeah, of course.
To get to it... Wow, that's a big stretch.
I know. Strong guy.
To get to it, you had to, like, walk, like, through a field. So apparently Trinity Church was not that accessible to people, so they built this other little chapel so people could, like, more easily get to it.
That makes sense.
Now it's, like, downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Lower Manhattan at 209 Broadway.
Sure is, babe. Sure is.
Heard of it? It is the oldest surviving church building in Manhattan and the oldest public building in continuous use in New York City.
Oh, that's cool.
Although I'm like, I feel like we've heard about a different building that is maybe this, but it maybe isn't.
I think because this is public use.
Yeah, maybe for public use.
That's the stipulation for this one. We've heard there's definitely older houses in New York.
Yes, yeah,
and definitely older, like, establishments. Mm-hmm. But they're probably private businesses or homes.
But this is a public building. It's the oldest public building. Upon its completion in 1766, it was the tallest building in New York City.
Oh my god, that's so cute because it's so tiny.
It's little.
It's short.
Like, it's got, like, a tall kind of, like, spire, but it's not, like...
I mean...
It's maybe, like, two stories high.
Yeah, you put it next to everything
maybe
in its neighborhood.
Maybe three.
It's
not very tall.
No, it's cute.
But in 1766.
Of course. Super tall.
She was a tall queen.
Yeah.
The chapel survived the Great New York City Fire of 1776.
That's good.
When a quarter of the city, including the main Trinity Church, burned after being captured by the British during the Revolutionary War.
The drama of it all.
The drama. George Washington worshipped at St. Paul's Chapel on his inauguration day in 1789.
Oh, on inauguration
In his inauguration. And then he also worshipped there frequently for the 2 years that he was president, and that New York was the country's capital.
That's right. If you've seen Hamilton, you'd know that, you know, New York was the OG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was the capital at the time, and George Washington would go to church at this chapel.
That's
and
neat.
There's like
that.
A pew where he used
it's
to sit.
It's his special pew.
And it has like a fucking eagle above it or something. It has I didn't write it down, but it has like the seal of the United States or something. Like,
oh,
above
sure,
it.
The president's seal,
and
maybe.
It's like George Washington's butt was here.
George Washi's butt was on this chair. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
The chapel also survived the World Trade Center attacks.
Mm-hmm. Very surprisingly, it's very close.
It's
to
like
it all.
Right beside the site of the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
It was like basically not damaged. Like a bunch of dust and stuff got into the organ pipes, so they had to like clean that out, which is like it's fine now.
Well, but it's old as hell. It's pretty like a lot of buildings were had to be razed.
A lot of buildings were pretty fucked up.
Yeah,
because they got fucking hit by a plane and the buildings fell down.
Yeah, because of general terrorism.
But since the chapel like survived very intact, it served as a rest spot for recovery workers. The fence around the grounds became the main spot for people to place memorials. It became filled with flowers, photos, teddy bears, other memorials to people that had been lost in the attacks. Like I said, the church, despite being so close, survived without, like, didn't even have, like, a broken window or anything.
That's incredible. It is incredible. Like, I watched I can't remember. There's a particularly compelling documentary on Netflix I watched about it, and they talked about how, like, the odds are so...
Yeah.
Like, the odds of this are so minuscule. Mm-hmm. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people say that it was saved by a miracle sycamore tree.
Okay.
There's a big sycamore tree on the northwest corner of the property that kind of blocked a lot of the debris.
Mm-hmm.
I think it said the tree's not there anymore, but they put, like... They, like, encased the roots in, like, metal or something to, memorialize it.
I was gonna say, I can't recall a big-ass tree, but that's neat. That's very neat.
So that's pretty cool. You can still, if you go there today, there's still, like, memorials to 9/11. I think they have, like, a exhibit or something in the church as well that you can check out.
That's cool.
The church holds religious services, obviously. It holds, like, Episcopalian services, but also other religious ceremonies. I think it holds, like, Jewish ceremonies as well.
Oh, that's
sometimes.
Cool.
They hold concerts, lectures, and is sometimes used as a shelter for, like, the houseless people. Lots of famous people have attended service there. The list that I found was mostly, like, boring politicians and shit, so I was like, I don't care enough to list them. They're like, the King of England.
England.
And I'm like, we don't like him.
We don't care.
But, you know, who we do like?
Who do we like?
We don't know. I don't know if we like him, but he's interesting. Is our ghost?
Ah, that is interesting.
So, our ghost. He was a guy. His name was...
He was a guy.
So you know what? Sometimes you're like, there's a ghost. We don't know if he was a guy, but he's a ghost now.
But now we know he's a guy.
This guy has a name. He's got a story.
Oh, hell yeah.
We know what his deal was.
Wow. We love knowing their deal.
We probably know what he's looking for.
What? I'm excited.
So, our ghostie's name is George Frederick Cook.
Cool.
So, Cook.
A three-namer.
Was back in the late 1700s, early 1800s.
Sure.
Was an actor.
Fancy that! He trod the boards.
He trod
just
the
like
boards.
I do.
And he was from London, and he was very successful back on the West End.
Oh, he's very successful on the West End. He's a British import.
He was a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, he was mucking up Hamlet.
He probably did other stuff, but he came to America to do Shakespeare.
Sure. He's British. What else is he gonna
He's
do?
He's British, and he, in 1810, is like, I am a raging alcoholic and probably, like, gambling addict, and
sure.
I have a lot of issues, and I need some money, because I have a lot of debts.
Right. Classic.
So
where do I go?
So I am going to go to America and go on tour, and maybe they'll love me and give me money, and I will be famous for being Shakespeare.
That makes sense.
So, he made his American debut in 1810 in New York City.
Oh, dang.
As Carly Guess Who.
Hamlet?
Richard
the Third. Oh, no! I didn't dare dream he could be Richard the Third.
I went to trivia on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and there was a Shakespeare question. It was, like, multiple choice.
Yeah.
And the answer was Richard the Third, and my immediate guess was Richard the Third. But right. then it was something about, like, which one of these is, like, a Machiavellian rise to power?
Oh,
and
I
was
Richard
like,
the Third.
Do I know what Machiavellian means?
Oh, it's absolutely.
Oh, yeah, because I was immediately like, oh, yeah, it's Richard the Third. And then, Richard like, III. My teammates were all like, oh, maybe it's this one, maybe it's this one. And I was like, is it?
Is it? Could it? Do I not but know the meaning of the word?
But then I also was like, my fellow teammates do not know anything about a Shakespeare. Why am I listening to them?
Turns out they didn't know Shakespeare.
Anyway, I got it wrong.
Oh, man. Always, when Richard the Third's on the menu, always stick with Richard the Third.
Oh. Richard the Third. He received glowing reviews of his performance, and he started to tour around the Northeast.
Good for him.
He hit all the spots. He went to Boston, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Providence. Went all over.
Oh, the gays must have loved him.
The gays must have loved him. That's why I was like, maybe this story is
surprise. I mean, Providence, Rhode Island, what else do you say?
Yeah, what else do you do?
What else do you say? Mm-hmm. Like...
I do. Eventually, he returned to New York and was, like, hanging out there. But then he ended up being stranded there because of the War of 1812.
Oh, that old thing.
Yes.
Old chum.
Do you know about it?
I know about it for sure.
We know about it because Canadian schools love to tell you about the War of 1812.
I know. And in American schools, it's, like, a paragraph.
Well, Canadian schools are, like, the most important part of history is the War
of 1812. And War of 1812.
And we're just like, okay, cool. And then you grow up and you're like,
that didn't matter at all.
What?
Hardly. Yeah.
Like, why did we learn about this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like, oh, great, I guess.
I think especially being in Southern Ontario where they're like, we're going to take it to, like, Brock's Monument. And you're like...
You're like, sure. Okay, then.
Cool. Love that.
Yeah, it's a particular kind of history that, like, you're taught in Southern Ontario. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, but it pops up in our story, so...
So it's worth it.
It stranded our guy in New York,
so
he couldn't go back to England.
Gosh and golly.
And, unfortunately, he, on September 26, 1812, died.
Oh, he never made it back to England!
So, as a longtime alcoholic, he got cirrhosis. And He died of that.
Yikey.
And that's why he's a ghost.
Cirrhosis of the liver, eh?
Yeah. Isn't that great? So, despite his fame, he was pretty deeply in debt from, like, all the stuff that I talked about before.
Sure.
And he, like, his family couldn't afford to bring him back to England to be buried, so he kind of just got, like, tossed. His body was brought to a public grave at St. Paul's Chapel.
He got Popper's Field.
You know St. Paul's Chapel?
I know something or two.
And by the time it was brought to the grave and buried, his body didn't have a head.
Oh, no! Oh, how I didn't see this coming, nor did his body, because it didn't have a head.
So, he didn't see this coming. It happened after he died. It wasn't like he secretly was beheaded and that's how he died. It's thought that either someone stole his head or he, like, donated it because of he had, like, so much
debt.
Oh,
like, for science
so he, like,
or something?
Gave it to science so that, like, I don't know, he could, like, pay off some of his debts.
Sure.
But no matter, like, what he, like, intended to happen to it, it apparently ended up making the rounds in the New York theater scene and continuing performing in Shakespeare.
I know what you're gonna say, and my hands were covering my eyes.
So he was starring as Yorick in Hamlet.
Alas, like, poor Yorick.
Exactly.
We knew him well,
and so he continued his actor career after death.
Why, I guess Hamlet off the bat, and it turns around he isn't Hamlet, but he's a fucking skull.
Does end up in Hamlet.
Oh my god, that's amazing!
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I want that to be my life.
You gotta put it in your will.
I wonder if, like, you could donate that and they would let you.
I there was in this article, it was talking about, oh fuck, who was it?
Someone else did it!
Someone else did it.
Oh my god, like,
and
that's
like
cool.
Confirmed did it.
Oh wow, that's cool. Wow.
But someone
that's delightful.
Did it. I can't remember who.
Just the prospect of that I can keep acting after my body is fully dead.
You wouldn't
that sounds
be the,
really great.
You wouldn't be the first to do it.
I mean, I assumed I wouldn't be, but that's like consensually, you know? I don't know it. We've known that it happens other ways, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, consensually would be nice.
Mm.
Mm.
So, apparently, in 1982, when Andrei Tchaikovsky...
Yeah!
...died, he donated his skull to the Royal Shakespeare Company because he wanted it to be used as a Yorick prop.
No freaking way! And Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, is it that Tchaikovsky, or is it someone else?
I don't know. It's probably the only one.
I know, is there another? Yeah, I guess it's Tchaikovsky.
It's the
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He's the guy.
He's a composer on
yes.
the Venus, yeah.
Yeah.
So him. I thought he was more old than that. Early.
Yeah.
Good for
no,
him.
No, he's not that old. Also, the Royal Shakespeare Company is pretty old.
No, I said 1982, though.
Oh, that's true.
No actor felt comfortable using the skull until in 2008, David Tennant used it.
Yes, David Tennant coming through. I love that guy.
And,
I love that guy.
He was in some Hamlet performances.
Wow.
In Stratford-upon-Avon.
Wow, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. So you can do it. You can be just like Tchaikovsky and George Frederick Cook.
And then future David Tennants can hold me up and go,
exactly.
Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him well. That's so nice.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Except I don't think George knew that this was happening.
Sure, that's not ideal. That part's not ideal.
I mean, maybe he liked it.
Maybe he did like it.
Yeah, so it's unclear whether he, like, donated it or someone stole
his
head.
Just joking. It's like, we really are in need of a prop, like, but our budget is zero.
Damn, you know, it'd be great. Because, like,
wouldn't put it past the theater.
He was famous, and, like, his body was just sort of, like,
hanging out
for a while. There was like other rumors that someone just like cut off one of his fingers and mailed it to his wife back in England.
Oh my god.
This is
bug. Like a post, just
yeah.
Here's your Sunday post.
Hey,
no post on
your
Sundays.
Husband? You know how he died because he's an alcoholic?
That's so crazy.
And you'll never see him again.
Here's his finger.
Ew. So it's entirely possible that someone, like, fucking cut off his head and was like, all right, let's try this out.
That's so funny. And also, how did they know it was his?
I'm sure, like, I don't know, people
know.
Find things out. Like,
that's true. People know. People be knowing.
Someone put it on Twitter.
Oh my god, 1812 Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the town crier yelling in the middle of the street.
In 1821, a few years later, his protege, Edmund Kean, paid for him to be reburied under a new memorial. So he did end up being, like...
That's nice.
Properly buried, even though his head wasn't there.
Even though he just didn't have a head.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there.
In 1938, apparently his skull was, like, found and donated to the Thomas Jefferson Medical School Library in Philadelphia, so...
Come on, Philadelphia!
Maybe you could go see it if you're in Philly.
Whoa.
So, since about the time of the installation of his monument in 1821, people have reported seeing the spirit of a headless man roaming around the churchyard.
Oh, wow.
Presumably... looking around for his missing head.
Because he has no head!
Because he has no head! So if you're around, maybe you'll see this headless man. It is also said that if you're, like, in the chapel, if you're hanging out, you might see the ghost of an old-timey man in old-timey clothes. And maybe that guy is George Washington.
It could be Georgie Wash.
Maybe.
High-profile ghosts, baby.
He's a high-profile ghost. He was there. He has his own pew.
Wow.
But yeah, the church and, like, it has, like, a really old churchyard with, like, graves and shit if you want to see some old creepy graves if you're in New York.
Some
if you find yourself in
graves.
New York.
I know that, like, I know it's Trinity Church. I don't know if... Is the churchyard, does it have a different name, or is it St. Paul's? Or is it Trinity Churchyard?
St. Paul's is different. This is St. Paul's
No, chapel.
This is St. Paul's Chapel.
No, I know that. But so the chapel has... I've been there. I haven't been in, but I've been there. The
chapel has its own churchyard.
Yeah, and is it called St. Paul's Chapel Churchyard, or is it called something different?
I think it's just... It's like a small kind of, like, churchyard with some graves. I don't think it's called anything different.
Okay. Because I know Alexander Hamilton is buried at the big one, right?
So he's not at St. Paul's. He's at Trinity.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Great.
Because
that was my question. Yeah. Nothing different. Not okay, great.
He's nearby.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, it's all the same, but also, you have to use your little feeties to see them.
There aren't any, like, super famous people buried at St. Paul's, I guess.
Sure.
Not that I
mean, besides our...
Besides our headless actor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love. Mm-hmm. I do love him. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you said at the beginning of your story, you said we love him. Actually, we don't know if we love him. I do love him. I think I love him.
I mean, we don't really know about his life and what he was up to other than he was, like, a raging alcoholic and he liked Shakespeare, so...
I mean, that sounds great to me. Like, he sounds like a party.
Who among us?
And literally, I'm like, and...
He's like, you're describing
don't
me.
Don't be mean to my people.
Like, that's all my friends. What?
That's everyone I know and associate with.
Yeah,
the Venn diagram is a circle. That's really great. Yeah. No, I've decided I love him.
Yeah.
And his head.
And his
missing head.
Disembodied head.
That's great.
I mean, if you're gonna get your head cut off, it's best to be after you're dead.
I mean, you would think, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want... Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Anne Boleyn style. Like, that's not for me.
That's not like Brienne Antoinette. Like,
no.
Not ideal.
Not ideal. Not a fun time for anyone.
Yeah.
A lot of cleanup. Not interested.
The Henry VIII Wife musical is in Toronto. Now.
Six. I know. Yeah. I know people who are in it.
That's fun.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting. It's a good one. I saw it on Broadway. It's pretty cool. It's a cute one. It's a good time. I have a story as well about a church. Surprise.
What?
Got him.
A place of worship?
Oh, it never could be us. Surprise. It is. We're full of surprises here. Ghosts are everywhere.
Are we?
I mean, we always give kind of ghosts, so I guess not that surprising.
We are always giving ghosts.
Yeah. What are they giving? Ghosts.
It's giving ghosts.
It's giving ghosts. Mm-hmm. It's giving haunted.
Yeah.
And so is this place. Mm-hmm. In the northeastern part of America, because that's where we're staying. We're staying in the gold old. U.S. of A.
Oh, the gold old.
I'm trying to say good,
the golden,
but it's in gold.
The golden olden.
The golden olden. U.S. of A. is one of the country's oldest of states.
Ooh.
Pennsylvania! Ooh. Home to many famous and infamous historic places.
Like the Liberty Bell.
Like the Liberty Bell. Like Philadelphia.
What?
PA. You said Philadelphia in your story.
Oh, I did.
So, there we go. The double link there. In the middle of the state, not in Philadelphia, located in Center County within Potter Township, can be found an exquisite churchly site.
Is it called Center County because it's in the center of the state?
I think yes. Wow. I definitely looked at a map to double check that was the case. And with my eyes, I went, creative.
That's truly the center.
Well, like, who's lying? Who's the lie? It's true. With so many people settled in the area, the community and surrounding area were settled in the mid-1700s before the Revolutionary War.
Okay.
So kind of a similar timeline to your story, actually. And with so many people settled in the area, it's no surprise they would bring along with them their modes and houses of worship. Mm-hmm. One of these is, of course, Egg Hill Church.
Egg Hill?
Egg Hill.
Is the hill full of eggs?
I will get to why it's called Egg Hill in a minute. Okay.
It's not because it's full of eggs.
I want you to hold on to that because I want you to propose it again later.
Okay.
Located in Spring Mills, Pennsylvania, Egg Hill Church is in a remote area.
That sounds like a fake place. That's like if I'm making up a town. I'm like, I'm from Spring Mills, Pennsylvania.
Spring Mills, Pennsylvania.
Like, oh, you're American. Where are you from?
Spring Mills. Pennsylvania.
Spring Mills.
Egg Hill Church is in a remote area. Mm-hmm. Spring Mills, which makes sense. If you were making up a fake place, it would also be a remote area.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, not many people live there.
It's
a small town.
It's a small town.
Yeah. We have one church.
That's right.
It's on Egg Hill.
It's called Egg Hill. Am I just reading your childhood diary here? Is that what's happening?
This is like me making up a thing.
Yeah. This is like what you make up the when you're a child. Like,
yeah.
It sounded like a child made it up. Yeah.
It's like I'm making it up, but I'm like on the spot.
This is like what happens in an improv one class.
Yeah.
When people are like coming up with a place. Spring Mills.
This is what happens when I'm like three drinks in at a party and someone talks to me and I don't want to tell them about myself.
That's right.
I'm at like a bar and a man is talking to me and he's like, tell me about your life. And I'm like,
well,
you know, I used to go to church up on Egg Hill.
Egg Hill. Yeah, when you're at a fake bachelorette party and a girl comes up to you in the bathroom and congratulates you because you're wearing the sash that says bride.
Yeah.
And it's your fake bachelorette party. And you have to describe why your fiancé is not here and what's going on and who he is because she's asking you for 10 minutes about it.
Because he's in Spring Mills, Pennsylvania.
Because he's in Spring Mills, he's a lawyer in Spring Mills, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And he's a very busy man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the very first evangelical churches built in the area, and it is an excellent example of early churches in the area, sitting on a hilltop.
It's an excellent example of a church.
An excellent example.
It is truly a church.
Truly excellent. Originally built in 1838 of logs on a stone foundation, the church as we see it today is in its second iteration.
It's not a log church.
It's not a log church.
Oh. Why'd you say it like that?
Just making sure I said log and not long.
Is it a long church?
It's kind of long, but also not really.
Also. Okay. It's not made of logs.
Though. It's not square. Let's just say that.
I thought you were saying, like, isn't that a log church? Isn't, like, wink, wink, it's made of...
Wink, wink, it's made of other kinds of wood.
Is it made of eggs?
Egg hill. The second iteration is what we see today. Okay. It was built in 1860 on the original church's foundation... And instead of logs, it's of planks of wood.
Well, they decided to cut the wood.
Yeah.
I'm like,
wow, okay. And they're made of pine, weathered beautifully by over 150 years of wind and weather. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of gray looking.
Cute.
Yeah. And I found this really interesting. It's all built, like, and held together with wooden pegs. So it's
That's
very
cool.
of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the joists are Morden and tennis.
It looks so spooky.
Yeah, it's scary. It looks like Salem witch trials happened there. It's not the right time period, but it is giving Salem witches, is what it's giving.
It's giving, like, it also is, like, if I had to make up a spooky church, this is what it would look like.
Yeah, it is, like, it's like a third grader picked a spooky church, and this is what happened.
If I had to draw a spooky church...
You would draw this.
If I just draw a spooky church in a small town in Pennsylvania...
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like and is.
Yeah.
The church was built on land donated in the 1830s by Mary and John Doberman Sr. and was built by the Evangelical Association that had been founded in 1800 by preacher Jacob Albright, which was a popular church within the predominantly German counties of rural Pennsylvania.
Germans.
We get it. It's rural Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. We know about the Pennsylvania Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
The church measures only 35 feet wide and 42 feet long. So now you can see why I concentrated on not saying long, because it's longer than it is wide. It's not a square. It, along with its attached cemetery, were named Egg Hill, Cecilia.
Oh.
Not because it's built of eggs, but because they can be found on a hill shaped like an egg.
Ah.
The hill looks like an egg, so they said that's Egg Hill.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense. The building's simplicity of one steeple and entirely pine makeup was built in that style to reflect the evangelical church's founders' values of humility and simplicity. So it's really plain. It's not like a Catholic church by any means.
Nope.
It's not gilded. It's not golden. It's not giving Vatican. It's not giving pageantry. If I grew up going to this church, I would not want to be a nun. You know?
No, it's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's very just like wood.
Yeah, it's giving wood. That's really what it's giving.
It's giving wood.
It's giving wood.
I'm going to describe it to you.
Later, the Methodist combined with the Evangelical to create the Methodist United Church, and they continued holding regular church services there until 1927.
Hmm.
Not terribly long, but also not a very short time. Then the church was left somewhat abandoned. In 1970, the top of the steeple was removed for fear of its safety. So the way we see it today is it's missing the top part of the steeple. Mm-hmm. It used to have, like, a tall-ass spire.
And people thought it was going to, like, fall and kill someone. Yeah, they were like,
this is a danger, even in this rural community. So they took it down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the older pictures.
They have, like, a big pointy on top.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It doesn't have a big pointy on top anymore.
The steeple ends up being flat, kind of like a... like a mansard roof, but it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be just a regular.
It's kind of like a flat instead of a big pointy.
Yeah, exactly. By 1980, it was under threat of demolition, but was saved by the rallying of community members in establishing the Egg Hill Conservancy. I can't read. The Egg Hill Conservancy. And in 2020, it even received dire repairs to its foundation's stonework. Hmm. They had like a huge GoFundMe, and it was awesome. I got a lot of my information today from Wikipedia, local Historia, Facebook video with Vonnie Henninger, who is a really cool lady, and she knew a lot about this church. Timesofindia.indiatimes.com, centerhistory.org, and the haunted Egg Hill Church, ghostsofcentralpa.blogspot.com, and on YouTube, I watched a video called Haunted Egg Hill Church. And the channel is The Big Brian Show.
Hi, Big Brian
Show. Big Brian Show! And also the local Historia video I watched on Happy Valley Adventure Bureau on Facebook. So, such a cute and creepy church definitely has some ghost tales attached, no?
I would assume so if you're telling me about it.
Yes, you would be correct. Some of these, though, are very much more believable than others.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Like a lot of things that we get into. So,
love it.
The most outlandish one is what I'm going to start with.
Okay.
And it's the one that usually pushes Egg Hill Church to be included on like lists of most haunted places and things.
Alien?
It's the legend, of the murderous minister.
Of course. Okay.
Yeah. And this is how I found this church, is through this. And I was like, tell me more.
Because of the murderous minister. Because of the
murderous minister and the terrifying pictures of this church.
I literally think that I saw this on, like, a listicle and was like, a murderous minister? Sounds fake. Okay.
Well, get into it. Ready? Buckle up.
Uh-huh.
The story goes that a long time ago.
Of course.
Which we love. All right. Come on, vague.
All right, history a long time ago.
In
a galaxy.
On a hill shaped like an egg, the church's minister snapped and killed the members of his congregation.
All of them?
All of them.
Jesus.
Possibly with poisoned communion wine.
Ooh.
Possibly. Right.
Jonestown.
It's giving Jonestown for sure. About other ways, they've been told to have died other ways as well, but that's the one that I read the most
about.
That's
the cleanest
poison.
Way to do it.
General poison.
You know they're all going to drink the wine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have died. I never drank the wine.
I drank it a couple of times, but I didn't like putting my mouth where everyone else put their mouth.
No. Well,
they might have put the little cloth, but I didn't like it.
I haven't gone to church since I was like... a baby. Mm. Not a baby.
I was gonna say.
I mean, like...
We used to go to church in the gym at school.
Yeah, so I haven't been to church since I was a teen, probably. And
that's fair.
I didn't think I was allowed. And then when I got older, I just simply did not go to church.
I started drinking the church wine... because most churches where we're from, Catholic churches, because that's what we grew up as, don't do the wine. They just do communion.
They don't do the wine anymore?
Most of them don't do it. No, but growing up even, most of them didn't.
Oh,
at least some of them did.
St. Joe's did.
I know. The downtown churches did.
We went to St. Joseph's.
The East End churches did not.
They did the wine.
Because St. Charles Gurnier also did the wine. Mm. I don't know if they still do because of COVID and everything, or even before that, I think they kind of stopped.
Maybe they checked out. They can't afford it.
But when I was a kid and I first went to that downtown church, I was like, they let us have the wine, and I was like, I was like, I'm Italian, I'll take some wine. And then I started realizing, you give it to you, you drink it, then they wipe it, and the next one, I'm just like, I don't want to lick the inside of everyone else's mouth.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing that very quickly.
Oh, yeah, and it might be poisoned.
And it turns out, could be poisoned. So we would survive, because we don't drink the wine.
Yeah, I don't drink the wine.
Yeah, that's our bit of our nugget of wisdom.
Don't drink the wine. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid, especially don't drink the Kool-Aid if it's wine, you know?
The wine.
So it killed them all. Murderous. Then buried them in the cemetery beside the church. And then he became his last victim. As he hung himself from the bell tower.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Classic.
And it's his spirit that supposedly still haunts the site.
Okay.
Though I can find literally no actual hints of this beyond the existence of the legend.
So the church was built in 18... Oh, I guess it could have been log cabin times.
It could have been the original church time of like the 1830s.
Yeah.
1838. Or it could be 1860s with the church we have now.
Yeah. I mean, if something like that happened, you'd think there'd be like some sort of...
There'd be something.
Something.
Yeah.
I would be interested, like, I don't know, if I... was in the area and like really got into this to like really doing the research and digging in and trying to see if there's like even a nugget of truth to this. Like maybe the minister, what's he called? He's a priest.
Just like a minister. Okay. Priest.
I don't know. I get confused when it's like different religions that you're like, what are you supposed to call? Maybe he like snapped and like killed somebody or like he like. Poisoned the wine and people got sick or something.
And then
like,
it just exploded to this version.
Maybe something happened and it just, like, went out of control. Or, truly, maybe someone was like, wouldn't it be spooky if the priest, if the minister, like, hung himself from the bell tower?
Yeah.
And, like, there's a ghost and, like, I don't know.
Or, like, enough generations of kids told each other the story
that
then it became an actual belief and story and feeling.
It's, like, a ghost story that just, like, now people are like, is that true? Maybe it's true.
Yeah, it's giving, like, Mandela Effect, Bernstein Bear style. Like, it either did or didn't happen and people don't are kind of on both sides.
People are just like, we just don't know.
Yeah, I did read, like, this scathing article written by somebody local who's like, this didn't happen! Stop saying this happened!
Okay, yeah.
They're like, this legend just showed up!
Yeah.
So
maybe they did the research and they didn't find anything either.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
And I think it's more leaning towards that.
Yeah.
However, that's not the only legend.
Okay.
Another legend is that if you drive up to the church from Upper George's Valley Road, get out of your car, enter the cemetery, and then get back in and head to George's Valley, a man with a walking stick will chase you.
Like a ghost man or just a man?
I didn't get clarification. That's the only version I heard of that story. And I knew you were going to ask. To clarify, if it was a ghost or a real man. A real live living man.
Because I'm like, is it just a guy that hangs out and is like, get off my lawn!
It's very giving, get off my lawn. Yeah. Which is why I really wanted to include it.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, who knows?
I'm picturing, like, Grandpa Simpson.
I was just going to say, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Some sightings and phenomena that are maybe a little more believable.
Okay.
I gave you two that are a little less.
I believe the get off my lawn man. I think he's real.
Because you would be that guy.
I think he's real.
I'm glad that you believe in him.
Local hero, local legend.
Local hero man with walking stick.
Yeah. I don't know.
Some more believable ones then, let's say, are that folks have seen pentagrams and goats appear on the church's walls and even ceiling. Though vandalism has actually been a problem with this church,
I feel like vandalism, I think it's possible that, like, kids definitely would, like, draw stuff on that. I don't think anything actual satanic was going on.
I agree.
I will lean into the, this sounds like some satanic panic bullshit, so I don't believe it as actual satanic shit.
Yeah. And they also just think that, like, it's showing up, but I'm like, no probably
it's,
not.
It's local kids being like, you know, it would be funny.
It would be really funny if this
they live in buttfuck Pennsylvania.
What
they're bored.
I know. They're just Amish. They're just trying to survive.
They're Pennsylvania Dutch. They're bored.
Others have heard sounds coming from inside the church when it's locked and empty.
Ew.
No surprise.
They're rats.
Maybe, but one of these sounds is the voices of children.
Is it rats?
Is it voices rats of children? Imitating children?
Maybe. Ew.
You want to know what the scariest part about that, though, is?
Yeah.
You want to know what was in the church's basement at one point?
Children.
Yes, what? The Sunday school room.
Oh God,
was particularly in the basement.
I thought you were gonna tell me that there was like some fucking
some murder in the basement.
God, no. Yeah, no, okay.
No. I mean, murder of their souls, maybe, murder or Jesus. Well.
They make them be Jesus.
You can also, I'm pretty sure, only access it from outside.
The basement? Mm-hmm. Oh, does it have one of those, like, trapdoor things to get into the basement? Ew, mm-hmm. Why'd they make the kids do Sunday school down there?
I don't know! It was so scary to look at all the videos what? I watched.
Were there pictures? Was it, like, a creepy, a like, low
I could
basement?
Show it to you. They're it's like, scary.
This basement is such low ceilings, only the children can go
it
down there.
It looks like a cantina. Like, it looks like the place where you, like, put all your, like, a fruit cellar.
Yeah.
It looks like that.
Oh, my God.
Like a homestead fruit cellar, but instead it's where the children go to learn That's about God.
Ew.
Keep them fresh like the pickles they are.
Keep them in this windowless globe. Ew.
That's right. Another strange sound that can be heard at Egg Hill Church is the sound of its bell in the steeple.
Hmm.
But Cecilia, supposedly the bell was stolen in 2003.
There hasn't been a bell here in 20 years!
But they can still hear it ringing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the truest strange occurrence at Egg Hill Church occurred in 1840.
Okay.
Back when we had the log church, okay?
Okay, back in the log church.
Back
when
the log church.
The log church.
When a huge tornado struck the area. And this is definitely verified.
Okay. Real tornado.
Yeah. I mean, like, not like a ghost tornado.
Okay.
Like a real, like, for yeah, sure yeah. tornado.
Weather tornado.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Nature tornado.
Correct. A church meeting was occurring, and so many folks had come from afar to attend. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a yearly thing. And were consequently camping in tents around the church's structure as the tornado was touching down.
Okay.
The congregation knelt and prayed, and when it touched down in the little clearing where mm-hmm. the church is, it miraculously split in two, encircling the campers, raising the trees all around, but completely avoiding the church and all of their believers.
Wow.
And all the bits close to the church.
Thanks, God.
No one was harmed.
Did it fuck up their tents?
No.
Oh.
All were completely spared by the time the storm cleared.
Damn.
Like, not a hair on their heads. Not a tent peg bent to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like, their bubble was safe and the trees within it. And then, like, beyond them
mm-hmm.
were all, like... Like matchsticks, like yeah. broken in half, like
so it went around them.
Raised, yeah,
because they prayed.
Because they prayed on their knees to God,
yeah, and God yeah. saved them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at least two Revolutionary War veterans are buried in the cemetery.
Hmm.
The first having been buried the year the church opened in 1838.
Oh,
that's neat. Today, the church remains an important piece of history for the community, hosting their yearly homecoming celebrations. Its continuing survival is an incredible testament to the passion of Pennsylvanians. It continues attracting history lovers and paranormal enthusiasts. Hello, the call's coming from inside the house. We're both.
Oh.
Well, not a place I'd encourage folks to visit en masse, because you can't, you're not really supposed to. If you do plan on stopping by, be respectful. Don't get up to mischief. But please take a picture for us.
Yeah.
Because it would be really cool.
Don't be annoying. Just
yeah,
like,
because
take
they've
a
had,
look.
They've had particularly bad problems with, like, people vandalizing
yeah,
and
that
just
sucks.
Being, yeah, general yeah. bad. Because it is like, an important historical structure. It's on the National Registry of Historic Places. Yeah. They, like, truly
church.
Saved it. Like,
yeah.
in the 80s, they wanted to bulldoze it to the ground,
yeah.
and then they saved it.
Is it still being used as a church?
Kind of. It's just mostly for, like, the yearly gatherings and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think you can... I think, like, sometimes people have, like, stuff there, but...
You have, like, a wedding?
I think so. Yeah. But, and, like... But it's just not, like, in regular use,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if there's, like, a big enough community mm-hmm. need for that. And also,
yeah.
it's pretty precarious and special, so... I know that the last person who was buried there was buried, like, a few years ago. Pretty recently. And they, like... keep the grounds nice, but besides that, it's kind of
yeah,
just a
it's
monument
just a,
to time, really.
An historic
site. An historic place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's may or may not have ghosts.
And may or may
but
not
it definitely
have
murder.
Had a
miracle.
Murder. Both of our churches, go figure, churches having miracles.
What?
What
do you mean miracles?
What?
Yeah. There cat baby. Different movie.
yeah, different things.
It's a different thing. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That's neat.
Yeah.
Churches are whatever.
They're all right.
Churches are whatever.
They're fun.
They're a thing.
I wouldn't say they're fun.
They're a thing where people go.
They certainly.
My mom has fun at church.
Oh, that's good.
Her friends are there.
Her friends are there.
Yeah.
My friends are not at church.
Me also. My friends are too busy being the skulls in Hamlet productions. Or like aspiring skulls for Hamlet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
More so. My friends are alive.
Carly's friends are alive. Dead.
Well,
No, my friends are alive and mm-hmm. well, and
living
I don't
in Paris.
Think any of them go to church.
I sure hope they don't.
Happy Pride, none of my friends go to church.
I mean, church is good for you if it's good for you, and that's nice. If it makes you a good person, good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if not going makes you a better person, that's good too.
If you like to hit up a church once in a while...
Go for it.
You do that.
Mm-hmm.
I won't join. I'll hit up a church. You know what? I will hit mm-hmm. up a church. I'll go to a church if I'm like... in a city and there's a cool church.
Oh,
I'm
we
like,
love to look at the churches.
I'm
gonna
go
that's
see
true.
A big church.
They're
I'm
beautiful.
Gonna go see those stained glass windows and that organ.
The arches tree.
I'm gonna see yeah. I'm gonna see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do love a little Sunday mass. When we went to Venice, we went to the Church of St. Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a mass and it was in Italian and it was so sickening.
See, I wouldn't go as far as actually going to
a mass. Well, my mom wanted to go. My mom wanted to go. She brought us all, and we
yeah.
all sat there and didn't know what was happening. It was
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
It was pretty delightful. It was
pretty interesting. To
it was cute. It was a cute little church.
Yeah.
And by little, I mean it was huge.
St. Lucy.
The patron saint of eyes.
What?
She loves her. Do you know how much stuff she bought at the gift shop? Candles shaped like eyes.
Oh, my
so
God.
So much holy water. Yeah.
Of course she did. She comes... trying to go through fucking TSA with like
she did though
buckets of
she
holy
managed.
Water
she loved it yeah she didn't she bought more holy water at St. Lucy the Church St. Lucy in Venice than at the Vatican.
Wow.
She loved it.
She needed that eye holy water.
She had special eyeball holy water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so church is good for you and it's where your people are and it makes you all better. Good.
Yeah,
but if like anything it makes you worse, maybe think about that for mm-hmm. a second, you know.
If you'd rather go to a drag show?
If that's your church, sign me up. Baby, my church is the theater, honey, and I'm going there right after this. So.
She's going.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Celia, seen anything recently? Done anything recently? Anything you want to update our pals on?
I don't know. I'm cat sitting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching cats. I got two cats on the go right now. And then I go to go watch a different cat. So everyone is trusting me with their babies.
That's really shocking and exciting. Good for you.
Shocked. I'm so good with cats.
You're so responsible.
I'm so responsible.
With cats, actually. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, with cats.
I trust you with a cat.
I'll take care of a cat. I'll feed a fucking
not a
cat.
Child.
Not a child.
That's what I'm
no.
saying. Not a
cat.
Child. Well, you called them their children.
They're cat. They're feline children.
Oh, different. Different level of children.
I can be trusted.
Cat parents.
I can be trusted with a child for, like, a little bit. I used to babysit.
That doesn't mean anything.
When I
everybody's babysat.
When I was a child.
almost everyone who grew up socialized as a girl has babysat somebody
I've
at some point.
Babysat. If you have a child, I'll watch your fucking child.
She'll watch with both her eyes.
I'll take care of them. We'll watch I don't know, Paw Patrol? What do kids watch?
It depends on the age. I'm sure some kids watch Paw Patrol.
I'm going to force them to
I've never
watch,
seen it.
Like, a Bug's Life or something.
Oh, Bug's Life would be
we'll
good.
Have fun. We
yeah.
can watch Minions.
I'd watch Minions. That sounds fun.
I'd watch Minions with your kid.
You know, you could watch Paddington.
I could fucking watch
they would,
Paddington.
They would like
damn,
that.
They love that shit.
They know that.
I love movies that are for children.
Who doesn't? And if people don't, they're lying.
They're lying. Because
they're good.
They're good.
They build them for the adults, too, who have to watch the children watching the movie.
I watched the Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse. The
Spider-Man.
Over mm-hmm. in, underneath the Spider-Verse. What's the new one
over
called?
The hill and through the woods to Grandma's house, Spider-Man goes.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Is that it?
I think that's the
okay.
one. I think that's the name.
Whatever it's called, I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it in IMAX, and it was
that's
very
great.
Big.
That sounds wild for your eyes.
Very cool. It kind of hurt my eyes.
Yeah.
But it all looked very good, and it's a good movie.
That's good. Yeah, you don't have those young child eyes anymore, so
no.
Gotta be careful.
I'm like, It's so bright.
Yeah, be careful what you put through those cones, you know?
Yeah. It's, like, also whenever I see a Marvel movie in theaters with, like, a whole bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. It's an event.
It's an event, and I'm, like, sometimes things happen, and everyone laughs, and I go...
You're like, wait, what?
Luckily, that only happened, like, twice.
That's good.
So I was like, all right, that's good. It wasn't, like, Doctor Strange, where I was like, literally, what the fuck is going
on? Oh, I can't even bring myself to watch it, because I would not know what's happening.
I didn't.
I'd be like, why is Sherlock Holmes wearing a cape?
Yeah.
That's what I would think. A different cape.
But
the one he wears in Sherlock
Holmes. It was Spider-Man, and I have seen most of the Spider-Man movies, so I was like, I understand what happens with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I know his deal. That's good. There's not, like... a lot of
people, not a lot of moving parts.
There's not a lot of like crossover with other Marvel movies.
When that happens, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Like when it's just like all of the groups like coming together,
they're
makes
like
me confused.
Bringing in plot lines from other movies. Yeah, and I'm like, no, because I also saw
like, that's not for me.
I also saw the Raccoon movie.
Oh, Rocket Raccoon!
What's
that's
that
one? That's right. That's Guardians of the Galaxy.
I watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that one, too.
Was it good? Did they give us, like, origin story and stuff, right?
Yeah, and it made me cry.
Oh.
Yeah, there's, it's one of those things where they're just fucking emotionally manipulating you.
Sure.
So, I'm like, okay, I know what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. And then it happened, and then, like, they kind of, like, keep going, and then something else happens, and I was like...
Oh no.
I won't spoil, but it's when there's baby raccoons and
no.
I was just like,
not the babies.
Oh my god.
The babies.
There's like that part was killing me. So yeah, I've watched 2 Marvel movies.
Neat.
In the past.
Good for you. That's more than month. You've watched in like a year.
You will, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I was like,
yeah.
I'll go to the theater. And
I got off the Marvel train a long time ago and I haven't gone back on, and I don't know that I will. But
I'll hop on for the occasional film.
Yeah. I mean, I won't say no, but I'm not gonna be asking people if they wanna go.
If a friend is like, come see this, I'll be
like,
eh?
Yeah, that's fair. That's the kind of Marvel fans we are.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, we talked about Succession last week.
Did we?
Did we, or did we just talk about it?
We might have just talked about it. I don't remember. Good. Succession is good. I like when he puts the sticker on Greg.
It's the best. It's my favorite. Put the stickers on things you covet is my favorite. My
it's
new
like
favorite
an Arrested
thing.
Development when they put their names on things in Lucille's apartment.
So
except she wasn't dead.
Exactly.
Why should we watch Arrested
so
Development?
So funny. It's, yeah, it was brilliant. It's just the best show.
Mm-hmm.
I like, everything they did with it was exactly how they needed to do it, but it was
solid.
Also just, like, so much.
Yeah. I was both,
so
like,
much.
Shocked and also, like, of course, it has to end like this.
It has to. It can't end any other way.
Yeah.
Not to spoil anything for our friends at home.
We won't.
But, I mean, the Covet thing, you already know. You get it. It's
we
fine.
We were into it.
Yeah.
We liked
good.
It.
We enjoyed it very much.
It has the Ghost of Everywhere
stamp of approval. That's true.
Although I finished the Yellow Jackets season 2, and I don't feel as...
compelled?
Season 2 is not as good.
Wow. Okay, well, I'll have to watch and see.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch and see.
Were you the one that told me... Have you watched it?
No.
Who the fuck told me... Okay. I'm trying to, like, get to the
bottom
of
this. I am going to watch it, but what did they tell you?
Okay, so in Yellow Jackets... Season 2, there is a... Okay, so on Crave, which if you're not Canadian,
right.
It's like
where you
HBO,
watch HBO
and
shows.
Stars and like all those things are on this one streaming platform, which is bad, but it has all the things.
That's right.
So in Yellow Jackets, they have like the little descriptions, and Yellow Jackets is a show that is on Crave, and... I Think You Should Leave.
Yes!
Is a show that is on Netflix.
Correct.
That I love.
It's the best.
And in one of the episodes of Yellow Jackets, in the description, there is a I Think You Should Leave, like, reference?
Reference?
In the fucking description. And someone pointed it out to me, And I thought it was my friend Maggie. No, it wasn't. But it wasn't. No. And I was like talking to her about it, and she's like, I haven't seen Yellow Jackets. And I'm like, who the fuck
did you? And also, was it Carly?
And I'm like, you also haven't seen Yellow Jackets. And I'm like, who?
Was it Mel?
Who is the crossover? Maybe. I should ask her.
Maybe Mel.
But Mel, no, Mel hasn't seen I Think You Should Leave. Oh, so then, I truly am
then
like,
it's anybody.
Who is the crossover of these two shows?
That's so funny.
Who the fuck told me this?
Also, that just came out. I Think You Should Leave.
Oh my last God. Season. Yes. And also, I need to rewatch it because I like I enjoyed it, but I was like not as good.
That's how I felt. That's exactly how I felt.
I was talking to someone else who said the first time they thought it wasn't as good, and then they watched it again and they were like, it's good.
Yeah, last we talked about it was you hadn't seen it, and I needed to watch it again to decide if I really liked it.
I enjoyed it. I really died at the zip lining thing.
That was great. That was really great.
That
was really particularly good.
That was very
good.
Funny. It's just so funny.
It's just a great show. Mm-hmm. It's a great show. Because my problem is, like, how are they going to continuously top themselves?
Yes.
And, like, this might not have done that, but I have to watch it for the second time and find out if it did.
You know? I don't think it topped itself, but I do think it's sustained itself.
It's
good. It's funny. Yeah. It's very funny. But that was
perfect.
Yeah, that was my Friday night last night, was I went to see Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah.
And then after, a bunch of us who had seen Into the Spider-Verse watched
That's
the
so
new
good.
Season I Think You Should Leave.
That's so good.
And, yeah, it was great. It was a great night.
I watched it with no brain cells, so I need to recharge my brain cells and rewatch it.
But if you're listening to this and you were the one that told me that there was this reference...
Can you let Cecilia know,
can you
know,
please tell me? Because I want to talk to you about
Desperado.
It.
Desperado.
And I'm like, I don't fucking remember... Who...
Well, I'll go watch it and find out.
Go watch it and find out. And, like, look out in the descriptions.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
Who?
Who in the world?
Who?
Who in the world? I did watch the first season of the TV show Loot with Maya Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Apple original. The marketing for it looked really dumb.
Just stop telling me about Apple originals.
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay, tell the people.
Let me tell everybody. The branding for it, it's been out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The branding for it made me not want to watch it.
Loot.
But I watched it.
Yeah.
And I fucking liked it.
Okay.
I liked it. I wasn't like head over heels obsessed, but it was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite delightful. Adam Scott is also in it. And I love Adam Scott.
Our friend.
Our guy. We love him.
Our guy.
And he plays a bad guy again.
Isn't he in another Apple?
He's excellent in Severance.
See, I do really want to watch that.
No, you
like,
actually need to watch Severance.
Apple.
You need to do it. You need to figure out a way. Anyways, it's excellent. Lots of things to see. Lots of things to do. All around a win.
Yeah.
If you ask me. Alas, poor Yorick. I am off to the theater. So, it's time to wrap this baby up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know when, like, okay, alas, poor Yorick.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, my brain goes, alas, poor Yorick, you know it to be true. Like...
What?
But, like what? What is that? Why? Is that what Darth Vader says?
I'm gonna Google, alas, poor Yorick, you know it to
why
be true.
Why do I say you know it to be true? I think that's what Darth Vader says to Luke when he's like, no.
You're my father?
Like,
yeah.
You know it to be true. For some reason, my brain puts those two things together.
You know it to be true, GIF. It is!
So I'm putting, alas, poor Yorick, you know it to be true, even though that's...
You know it to be true.
A Hamlet, Darth Vader mashup in my brain.
But, hold on. Okay, you know it to be true, search your feelings, you know it to be true.
Yeah. Search your feelings, you know it to be true.
Exactly.
Alas, poor Yorick, you know it to be true.
You know it to be true. That's funny! Yeah. Wow. They should have you write the next Shakespeare.
They should, because my brain just fucking...
They should have their people call our people.
Yeah, that's... I don't know what... I don't know, I don't know what happens there, but sure happens. Masha!
I mean, Hamlet and Star Wars are pretty much the same.
I have a Hamlet and Star Wars... No, it's a William Shakespeare Star Wars book thing.
It's Shakespeare version of Star Wars.
Maybe that's from that.
Alas,
maybe it's from
my brain. You know it to be true. That's really funny.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing someone wearing a Darth Vader helmet holding...
Or holding the Darth Vader helmet. Or holding a Luke head.
Just Luke's
head. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Ghost Driver Pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alyssa on all the socials. They're all linked. You know it.
You know it.
We're on everywhere.
Just look at our link tree and see what's going on.
Yeah.
We'll hopefully be announcing our announcement soon.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And it'll be very soon, and we're very excited about mm-hmm. it. Before we go, I have one question for you, though, Cecilia.
Y'all.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No.
Oh, dang. Well, a girl can dream, I guess.
Holy.
Yes.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No, not even in the theater we're in.
What the fuck? Why is it not haunted?
What the heck is that about?
We talk about so many haunted theaters, and you go to theaters and you haven't been haunted.
I know, it's really shocking and rude.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
Oh, but if you ask me.
I know. Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask around through my castmates and see if anyone's been haunted at the theater. But yeah, so far, sounds like nothing.
Report back.
I will. Mm-hmm. I definitely will.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see you next week, I guess. Because that's what this is.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye! Overcommitted.
In like TikTok videos of cats where they, like move the video
so yeah,
it's like really dancing.
Yeah,
that's what he looked doing.
Like. Yeah, but I had a top view and I could just see the panic in his face.
I just saw the dance.